Penguin Random House Audio presents The Practice, Shipping Creative Work. This is the author, Seth Godin. The magic of the creative process is that there is no magic. Thelonious Monk said, "A genius is the one most like himself." Stephen Pressfield said, "Realer than real, truer than true." There are a few illustrations in the paper version of this book. To see them, visit seths.blog/thepractice. Thanks. Trust yourself. Shipping, because it doesn't count if you don't share it. Creative, because you're not a cog in the system. You're a creator, a problem solver, a generous leader who is making things better by producing a new way forward. Work, because it's not a hobby. You might not get paid for it, not today, but you approach it as a professional. The muse is not the point. Excuses are avoided, and the work is why you are here. Lost in all the noise around us is the proven truth about creativity. It's the result of desire. The desire to find a new truth, solve an old problem, or serve someone else. Creativity is a choice. It's not a bolt of lightning from somewhere else. There's a practice available to each of us. The practice of embracing the process of creation in service of better. The practice is not the means to the output. The practice is the output, because the practice is all we can control. The practice demands that we approach our process with commitment. It acknowledges that creativity is not an event. It's simply what we do, whether or not we're in the mood. Sculptor Elizabeth King said it beautifully. Process saves us from the poverty of our intentions. Learn to juggle, draw an owl, make things better, without regard for whether it's going to work this time. The practice will take you where you seek to go better than any other path you can follow. And while you're engaging in the practice, you'll honor your potential and the support and kindness of everyone who came before you. 1. It's possible. This is a program for people who want to lead, to write, or to sing. For people who seek to teach, to innovate, and to solve interesting problems. For people who want to go on the journey to become a therapist, a painter, or a leader. For people like us. It's possible. The people who came before us have managed to speak up, stand up, and make a difference. While each journey is unique, each follows a pattern. And once you see it, it's yours. We simply need to find the courage to be more creative. The forces that are holding us back have long been unseen, but we can see and understand them and begin to do our work. The practice is there if we're willing to sign up for it, and the practice will open the door to the change you seek to make. 2. The pattern and the practice. Our lives follow a pattern. For most of us, that pattern was set a long time ago. We chose to embrace a story about compliance and convenience, the search for status in a world constrained by scarcity. The industrial economy demands it. It prods us to consumption and obedience. We trust the system and the people we work for to give us what we need, as long as we're willing to continue down the path they've set out for us. We were all brainwashed from a very early age to accept this dynamic and to be part of it. The deal is simple. Follow the steps and you'll get the outcome the system promised you. It might not be easy, but with effort, just about anyone can do it. So we focus on the outcome because that's how we know we followed the steps properly. The industrial system that brainwashed us demands that we focus on outcomes to prove we followed the recipe. That priority makes sense if the reliable, predictable outcome really matters and the payoff is truly guaranteed. But what happens when your world changes? Suddenly, you don't always get what was guaranteed, and the tasks you're asked to do just aren't as engaging as you'd like them to be. The emptiness of the bargain is now obvious. You were busy sacrificing your heart and your soul for prizes, but the prizes aren't coming as regularly as promised. The important work, the work we really want to do, doesn't come with a recipe. It follows a different pattern. This practice is available to us, not as a quick substitute, a recipe that's guaranteed to return results, but as a practice. It is a persistent, stepwise approach that we pursue for its own sake and not because we want anything guaranteed in return. The recipe for recipes is straightforward. Good ingredients, mise en place, attention to detail, heat, finish. You do them in order. But when we create something for the first time, it's not as linear, not easily written down. This new practice takes leadership, a creative contribution, something that not just anyone can produce, something that might not work, but that might be worth pursuing. It's often called art. The industrial system we all live in is outcome-based. It's about guaranteed productivity in exchange for soul-numbing, pre-directed labor. But if we choose to look for it, there's a different journey available to us. This is the path followed by those who seek change, who want to make things better. It's a path defined by resilience and generosity. It's outward-focused, but not dependent on reassurance or applause. Creativity doesn't repeat itself. It can't. But the creative journey still follows a pattern. It's a practice of growth and connection, of service and daring. It's also a practice of selflessness and ego in an endless dance. The practice exists for writers and leaders, for teachers and painters. It's grounded in the real world, a process that takes us where we hope to go. The practice is a journey without an external boss. Because there's no one in charge, this path requires us to trust ourselves, and more importantly, ourselves instead. The Bhagavad Gita says it is better to follow your own path, however imperfectly, than to follow someone else's perfectly. Consider the people who have found their voice and made a real impact. Their paths always differ, but their practices overlap in many ways. At the heart of the creative's practice is trust, the difficult journey to trust in yourself, the often hidden self, the unique human each of us lives with. See the pattern, find your practice, and you can begin to live the process of making magic. Your magic. The magic that we need right now. 3. Are you searching for something? Most of us are. If we care enough, we keep looking for that feeling, that impact, that ability to make a difference. And then we look harder. Followers aren't searching. They're simply following in the footsteps of the people before them. Do well on the test, comply with the instructions, move to the next rung. Leaders seek to make things better, to contribute, and to find firm footing, the chance to make a difference and to be seen and respected, all at once. That search has created our culture and the world we live in. More and more people engaging and contributing, weaving together something worth building. Let's call it art, the human act of doing something that might not work, something generous, something that will make a difference, the emotional act of doing personal, self-directed work to make a change that we can be proud of. We each have more leverage than ever before. We have access to tools, a myriad of ways forward, and a real chance to contribute. Your part matters. Your art matters. It's worth reminding yourself that the question isn't, can I make art? Because you already have. You have already spoken up.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?